Pete, pixie up, dropsy, or did you not call it anything, or don't you know entirely what we're talking about?
No, I knew you were talking about.
Pixie up, dropsy. That's what it's called. And I like other people's names on it, because I think that's the definitive name, and I'll fight off any others. What have you got for us, Pete?
Well, we've door number's 115.
Good lad, 115. We haven't got that, of course. Put Pete 115 down, would you? He's claimed it, yes?
Right.
Go on, Pete.
Okay, yeah, right. When I was a kid, now I must have been about 13 or 14, I suppose.
Yeah.
I was at London Zoo.
Uh-huh.
And the funny, talking about dangerous things, what you do with your kids.
Yeah.
And we was all running about like you do, like bloody idiots. And for some reason, I jumped over this wall.
Mm-hmm.
It's only a little wall.
Yeah.
But I found myself in this paddock.
Now hang on, I've forgotten you're at London Zoo, aren't you?
Yeah.
Now,
but Pete, as I said, I actually listen to the calls as opposed to lots of radio hosts. You're just running about and you just jumped over a wall. That doesn't sound...
But it just seems like a little wall, you know?
You intentionally climbed over a wall, didn't you, right?
So, no, I did. I was running and I just jumped over this
wall. Okay, so you jumped over this wall. Let us buy it that far. No further questions. You're witness. Carry on.
And the trouble was, I found myself in this paddock. There was with these animals in it. Now, I can't for life remember what they are. But it was something like porcupines or something like that.
Oh, good. I thought you were going to... Because I thought, he's going to say it was the lions and the police.
Yeah,
No.
So, Pete, you leapt over a wall into a field of raging porcupines.
Yeah. You know these... you got the wall and you got this little moat with this little island on the middle?
Yes.
Well, I landed on top of this bloody island.
But to quote a Sky show, did porcupines attack?
Well, I'm saying it was porcupines, but I can't remember. It was some little rodent-type thing. It could have even been otters or whatever.
Pete, I'm going to hold you. We're only going to be a couple of minutes. If you could bet or hold on, because we're all on the edge of our seats here, because as a variation on the... And there were tremendously vicious animals coming after me, and I was a young child. Pete is leaving us on the edge of our seat with... He's in a paddock with some small rodents. We want to see
could
if story,
be otters. Could this story... Could
this, this story could pick up, or it could dropsy. We'll find out after the news and travel.
BBC London, 94.9.
I've written down here, on Thursdays we regress, because I sometimes shy away from doing the childhood schoolyard things, because, you know, they can lapse into, but there's kind of things we've been talking about in the news there, and I think we're going to be talking about this morning, which is Dangerous Kids Games. They certainly have a little edge, and we've got to be really careful, because some of the ones we said during the news... Pete, is Pete still there in Bexley?
Yeah.
Pete, sorry, hang on. Because some of the things we were talking about in the news there, you simply can't broadcast them. They're scandalous. And you think, oh, well, you know, just a few notches off of that we can broadcast. But some of the things we were talking about during the news there, but it's certainly worth pursuing this. So on Thursdays, I think we'll always do something from school. And we'll do our old friend, Vicious School Teachers, next week on Thursday. Thursday will be regressive Thursday. Now, Pete, you were telling us, again, just recap where you were in your story.
Okay, I was in London Zoo.
Yep.
I was about 13 years old. I was on a school trip.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all running about like idiots. And I found there's this little low wall.
Mm-hmm.
And I jumped over it. And I found myself in this little paddock.
Now, this is where I thought you were going to say surrounded by lions. But in fact, it doesn't go like that, does it?
No, it doesn't. We're little furry animals.
Little
I can't remember what they were. They might have been otters. They might have been porcupines or something like that.
Yeah.
And I've quickly looked around me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, oh my God, what the hell am I doing in here?
Mm-hmm.
Jumped out again.
Mm-hmm.
And run off, all embarrassed, as one does when one's 13.
And to this day, how old are you now, Pete?
51.
You're 51, and plainly, to this day, it brings you out in some kind of cold sweat, doesn't it? To this day, you think, blimey, do you remember when I jumped over that wall? And even though they're undistinguished animals, has it had any repercussions on your life? Have you ever kept pets?
Yeah, it was three cats.
He's gone the cat route.
Dan?
Yeah?
I've just picked up a punter.
Oh, good lad, okay. Do you know what the fare is? Can we hear listening on the fare, see what it is?
Yeah, it's taking me about a tenner.
Go on, where are you going?
Oh, I only stand in the city for Exmouth Market.
Oh, so where's the wait and return South End when you need it, eh?
Exactly.
Get it, Blackheath shut. Okay, here's Malcolm in Woolwich. Malcolm!
Hello, Dan, all right?
Blackheath shut, Malcolm.
Yeah.
Malcolm, you're in Woolwich, of course, yes. Yeah, so Malcolm